Stephen Karuzovich is a divorced dad with two kids who works in his father's business designing, repairing, and installing garage doors. He asked City Limits what elected officials in the city and county think affordable housing is and what they think a single parent needs to earn to afford housing.
Let's say I make $16 an hour. After taxes, that's $24,000 for the year. $800 for a month for an apartment is rough. I mean, I'm doing a little bit better now. But like if you're living paycheck to paycheck, $600 a month that's close to what you can afford. But there's nowhere in Bloomington where you can get a two-bedroom for $600.
Guidelines and calculations governing federally subsidized affordable housing programs are complex. The City of Bloomington and the Bloomington Housing Authority both use income limits set by the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD calculates Bloomington's area median income for 2021 at about $76,000. For a family of three, HUD considers an annual salary of $54,900 as low income. Karuzovich's annual salary is lower still, falling between what HUD considers as very low and extremely low income. Bloomington's Housing and Neighborhood Development Director, John Zodi, says the rent charged in subsidized affordable housing programs varies based on what percentage of that $76,000 area median income you actually make. Those who earn lower amounts get more of a subsidy to make their rent affordable. HUD considers households cost-burdened if they are spending 30% or more of their income on rent and utilities. Those spending more than half of their income on these expenses are considered severely cost-burdened. Kyle Arbuckle of the nonprofit National Low-Income Housing Coalition estimates that in Indiana, 72% of extremely low-income households are severely cost-burdened.
In Monroe County, where Bloomington is, it's 86%, so it's even higher proportionally.
The coalition estimates a Monroe County household needs to earn a little more than $35,000 annually to afford a two-bedroom rental. That's higher than the coalition's calculation for the rest of Indiana. Bloomington City Council member Susan Sandberg understands affordability involves more than just making rent. As part of the Bloomington Affordable Living Committee, she co-authored a report titled Working Hard, Falling Behind, published in 2019.
You may have a full-time job, you may have more than one jobs, but it's still not enough to pay for everything, food, housing, childcare, all the costs of living.
Karuzovich knows this juggling act well and says a modest wage increase wouldn't mean he could afford more in rent.
Okay, I make $17 to $18 now. That is too much money for any type of insurance or assistance through any type of government program. I don't qualify for HIP, so I'd have to get my own insurance. Yeah, so car insurance, regular insurance, cell phone, like I can afford $600 a month, but barely.
Sandberg refers to this as the cliff effect, often faced by the working poor.
And that cliff effect was a really interesting thing that we heard from a lot of people, that we try our best to get better education, we try to get a better job, but then the more we make, then we lose our childcare vouchers or we lose something else. And so it's, you know, two steps forward and then three steps backward.
Monroe County Councilmember Jeff McKim says people find more affordable housing outside the city limits, but wind up increasing their transportation costs. In Monroe County government, there's no housing department or affordable housing programs. McKim hopes in the future the county can streamline its zoning code and purchase land to spur more affordable housing. As for Karuzovich, he's found an affordable situation and feels fortunate. A relative rents to him for $600 a month plus some money for utilities. She doesn't need his credit score and can be flexible on when the rent is due. Still, he thinks building affordable single-family housing should be a priority for the city, not more apartment complexes. For WFIU News, I'm Sarah Vaughn.